It's Saturday, June 20th, 2026. This is the RateHarp Vancouver Market Brief. What's moving in Vancouver? As we dive into the latest developments in Vancouver's housing market, the spotlight is on the government's controversial $3.2 billion plan aimed at propping up the sagging condo sector. This initiative, announced by Carney and Eby, is designed to buy unsold condos from developers struggling to meet demand in a market that has seen unprecedented levels of unabsorbed inventory. With prices stagnating and buyers hesitant, this bailout raises significant questions about the direction of our real estate landscape. The criticism surrounding this government intervention is palpable. Many housing advocates argue that instead of addressing the root causes of the housing crisis, like supply constraints and affordability issues, the government is merely kicking the can down the road. Critics slam the plan as a misguided attempt to artificially inflate market prices and shield developers from the consequences of overbuilding. Such sentiments echo throughout the community, as many are left wondering how this will impact future buyers and the overall health of the market. A government bailout may provide temporary relief, but it doesn't solve the underlying issues plaguing Vancouver's housing market. According to the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, CMHC, unabsorbed condos in Metro Vancouver have reached record levels. This statistic highlights the extent of the oversupply crisis that has left many developers in a precarious position. The market, once perceived as a golden opportunity for investment, is now being described as one of the worst housing markets in decades, as noted by the BC Development Association's recent cancellation of awards. It's a stark reminder that the bubble may have finally burst. Interestingly, while Vancouver's condo market struggles, other regions, such as Edmonton, are experiencing a surge in luxury real estate demand. This shift away from traditional markets like Vancouver and Toronto suggests that buyers are becoming more discerning, seeking value and stability in their investments. As the luxury market diversifies, it raises questions about the long-term sustainability of Vancouver's real estate market and whether it can recover from this downturn. What it means locally, for local buyers and sellers, the implications of this market shift are profound. If you're considering entering the market, whether as a buyer or seller, the dynamics are changing rapidly. With the current five-year fixed rate at 4.69% and a prime rate of 4.45%, potential buyers may find themselves facing higher borrowing costs. This reality could further dampen demand, as affordability becomes a pressing issue for many households. Sellers, on the other hand, may need to adjust their expectations. The notion of a quick sale at a premium price is becoming increasingly unrealistic. With court-ordered sales reshaping the landscape and many properties lingering on the market, sellers might need to be more flexible with their pricing strategies. Those who are unwilling to adapt could find themselves facing longer wait times and reduced offers. The reality is that the Vancouver housing market is adjusting to a new normal, and adaptability will be key for all players involved. This shift also presents opportunities for savvy investors. With prices stabilizing and the potential for government intervention to create a floor in the market, there may be strategic buying opportunities for those willing to take the plunge. However, it's essential to conduct thorough due diligence and understand the broader economic indicators at play. The stress test rate currently sits at 6.69%, making it crucial for investors to assess their financial readiness in this evolving landscape. As we move forward, the Vancouver housing market will undoubtedly remain a topic of intense scrutiny. The government's actions will be closely watched, as will the responses from developers and potential buyers. While the bailout may provide short-term relief, the long-term effects on market dynamics, affordability, and overall health remain to be seen. For those of us invested in Vancouver real estate, this is a pivotal moment that necessitates careful consideration and strategic planning. Here's what it means for you. Key takeaways. The BC government's $3.2 billion plan aims to buy unsold condos, raising concerns about market manipulation. Unabsorbed condos in Metro Vancouver are at record levels, indicating a serious oversupply issue. Buyers and sellers must adapt to changing market conditions as prices stagnate and borrowing costs rise. For free tools, visit rateharp.com.